Penguin Random House Audio presents The Spy Who Couldn't Spell, A Dyslexic Traitor, An Unbreakable Code, and the FBI's Hunt for America's Stolen Secrets by Udigit Bhattacharjee. Read for you by Robert Fass. To Jen, my companion for life, and to Victor and Zoe, who bring joy to our hearts. Prelude. The classrooms and hallways of Farmingdale High in Long Island were deserted on the morning of Saturday, August 19, 2001, when a van pulled into the school's parking lot. After turning off the engine, the driver of the vehicle, a tall man in his late 30s, stepped out into the warm summer sun. He cast a sweeping gaze upon the buildings and grounds of the institution he'd graduated from 2 decades earlier. Whatever nostalgia he might have felt for his old school was tinged with bitterness, for it was here that he had suffered some of life's early humiliations, taunted by classmates for his apparent dim-wittedness, held in low esteem by his teachers. If they remembered him at all, they would remember him as the boy who had difficulty reading, the boy who was so bad at spelling. His bearish frame might have sheltered him from physical bullying in his last years of school, but combined with his severe dyslexia and his social awkwardness, it had also cemented his image as a dolt. That image had stuck with him, despite a successful career in U.S. intelligence and a top-secret security clearance that gave him access to some of the country's most valued secrets. Being underestimated by family, classmates, and colleagues had been the theme of his life, a curse he had borne silently since childhood. But for the mission he had now embarked upon, it was a blessing. None of his colleagues or managers in the intelligence community could have imagined that he, of all people, so lacking in flamboyance as to be the antithesis of James Bond, was capable of masterminding such a cunning espionage conspiracy. From the parking lot, he walked to the edge of the school grounds, squeezing through a hole in the barbed wire fence next to the handball courts. He stepped into a wooded area that separated the Southern State Parkway from the school perimeter. After walking a few yards, he stopped by a tree and dug a hole in the ground. He took a laminated phone list out of his pocket and buried it there, before walking back through the fence to his van, confident that nobody had seen him. He'd already pulled off the biggest heist of classified information in the annals of American espionage. In just a few days, he hoped to execute the final step of a meticulous plan to exchange those secrets for millions of dollars. If he succeeded, he would have enough money to pay off his brother's and sister's mortgages, settle his personal debts, and secure his children's financial future. With fortune, he imagined, respect would follow. Those who had known him would no longer doubt his intelligence. Once and for all, he would shake the mantle of stupid. Chapter 1. The Tip. On the morning of the first Monday in December 2000, FBI Special Agent Stephen Carr hurried out of his cubicle at the Bureau's Washington, D.C. field office and bounded down 2 flights of stairs to pick up a package that had just arrived by FedEx from FBI New York. Carr was 38 years old, of medium build, with blue eyes and a handsome face. He was thoughtful and intense, meticulous in his work, driven by a sense of patriotic duty inherited from his father, who served in World War II, and his maternal and paternal grandfathers, who both fought in World War I. Because of his aptitude for deduction and his intellectual doggedness, he'd been assigned to counterintelligence within a year after coming to the FBI in 1995. In his time at the Bureau, all of it spent in the nation's capital, he had played a supporting role in a series of high-profile espionage cases, helping to investigate spies such as Jim Nicholson, the flamboyant CIA agent who sold U.S. secrets to the Russians. But like most agents starting out in their careers, Carr was keen to lead a high-stakes investigation himself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?